You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Something came up off the air yesterday. I was talking with Jeremy about how long it takes him, once he gets out of bed, to get out the door into America's pickup and head to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have guessed 15 to 20 minutes. That's what I would have guessed. And then you said 30.
A little longer. I've honed it now. So alarm goes off now. I've bumped it up to 3:45. And then I am feet out the door in the car by about 4:15. So, yeah, that's about a 30-minute stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and that's if I don't. I kind of dilly-dally a little bit. I don't shower. I shower the night before. I have my clothes set out. I really think I could probably bump that up, though. Like, in a pinch, I could probably do 10, 15 minutes up and out if I had everything ready to go.
I didn't know you were a night shower person.
I shower at night right before bed. And then if it's a bad night, you know, because I'm a sweater, I will shower again in the morning. But usually I just shower at night and then have my clothes set out. But see, I don't really, like, I don't have my lunch packed. I don't have the, you know, the coffee prepared on the timer or anything like that. So if I were the night before to have my clothes set out, lunch packed, coffee ready, 10 minutes, easy, easy peasy. I could be out the door. But that's a guy talking to, you know. I think guys are pretty simple with their morning routine.
Agreed. I think at the height of everything, when I had to get up and out the door, it was roughly 20 minutes, and that's with a shower.
Mm.
But I did lay everything out the night before, and I did try to prep everything to go for, you know, take my breakfast with me to work. I tried to get it all ready, so it was 20 minutes.
And again, it's a guy shower, you know, you put the soap in your hair, let it run down, and that qualifies as washing your body.
No.
What?
But I did ask Gretchen, I said, during the heyday of your hardcore sales career, when she would do, I said, how long did it take? And she goes, 40 minutes. And I was like, that's pretty good, really.
Mm-hmm, that is.
The classic on our show is our guy, Chuck, who used to work on our show many years ago, 20 years ago. And Chuck's wife, Rhonda, we remember, we actually talked to her on the air. She was I want to say it was 2 hours every single morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What was she doing?
And it was without fail.
She making her clothes?
She was churning the butter on her toast.
You milk the cow.
No, but it took her, she said, 2 hours to get ready. And that was, you know, Monday through Friday.
Wow.
So that's 10 hours of your week that is spent in just prepping from the
minute. Now, was that just her, or did she have kids? Did they have kids?
No, it was just her. That was before they had kids. It was just her.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't think she had to get Chuck ready.
She went next door and got the neighbor kids ready or something. I posted this on my Facebook today. The consensus is I'm seeing a lot of 90 minutes on a lot of these.
Well, that's not that different from Rhonda.
It's not that different, so it doesn't sound that's strange. A lot of people are having to not only take care of themselves, but like this one lady says, I have to feed 4 dogs and a lizard also in the morning. Got to take care of the lizard.
Why don't you save time and feed the lizard to the
dog? To the dog, or just, yeah, never mind. I was going to say something else. A lot of people getting their kids ready. A lot of people going for, like this Lee says she goes for a 30-minute walk in the morning.
Oh, I'd love that, though.
Me too. I would love to be able to work out in the morning.
If we did an afternoon show or something,
mm-hmm.
that would be my thing. Is I would get up every morning and I'd be out the door for a walk or a run first. And we can't do that.
We can't. Because, I mean, if I were to get up at 3 in the morning and do a workout, I'd be dead by 9:30. I'd be toast.
Remember when they had at our building on Colorado Boulevard, they had the gym down on the main level?
Yes.
And you could drive up to work. Like, we would get there at 4:30 to 4:45-ish or something like that. And you could look in through the windows, and there were people in there on the treadmills at 4:45 in the morning.
It's hardcore.
Oh, man.
But again, if it was, I could probably pull it off. It was like a 4:35 a.m. workout and then get ready and go to like a 7, 8 o'clock job. I could do it. But man, we can't do that with our job. A lot of walking the dogs here. Yeah. This guy has got it down to the seconds. Rich says 11 minutes, 32 seconds.
Good for
whatever,
you,
Rich.
Dork. If you have something interesting that you have to add that, you know, that makes your morning prep time stretch a little bit longer, like feeding a lizard.
Come on now.
But anything like that, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. One of my favorite memories was hanging out with this couple, Tom and Eileen, many years ago. And Tom and Eileen were, he was big shot with ADT, and she ran a concierge service. They're the coolest couple. And I remember we were all out one time. There's like three or four of us couples out. And Eileen brought up how she can be ready for work like that. But Tom was the one who like took an hour and something.
He's got his moisturizers on.
Right. Because, you know, the stereotype is that, you know, women are like Rhonda, that they take forever. And the guys are, you know, hey, 15 minutes, I'm gone, something like that. But in their marriage, it was the
flip-flopped
wife who's standing there waiting, tapping her foot, like, can you come on?
I'm not done loofahing yet.
Yeah.
Exfoliating.
I wonder if they're still that way. I haven't talked to them in ages. That's I wonder funny. If they're still like that. But from up to out, how many minutes does it take? And what are the unusual things that you have to do that add time to your morning? Because it's not just for everybody a shower and getting their lunch ready. Some people have other things. Wendy, what do you have to do before you're out the door?
Well, I have to get out the door to do the thing before I actually get out the door. So I have to feed 37 horses, 3 sheep. I think we have 37 chickens, but it depends. Sometimes some go missing.
Yeah, you lose count from time to time.
Some go missing. They call coyotes.
Actually, it's the hawks that swoop down and get them.
Oh, my goodness.
Two ducks. Did I say the 3 sheep? And 2 dogs and 3 cats.
My goodness.
All
by yourself?
All by myself. Well, no one else wants to get up that early.
That is a lot of animals.
Huh.
All before I get home to get my daughter ready for school, and then back out the door by 6:50 to get her to school by 6:30.
My goodness.
Wait,
old McWendy had a farm. What is all that costing you? What's that costing you in food?
My husband keeps the books. I don't know. I don't want to know.
37 horses. So I'm guessing, are you just like maintaining them for other people, or are they all your horses?
Yeah, no, I have an equestrian center. And then we also have a 501c, a nonprofit out here for kids with depression and anxiety. They come out and work with rescue horses.
That's
we
a great
were talking
thing.
About that. We were talking about that on the show just a couple of weeks ago.
My
about
kids went out and met
nonprofits.
A therapy cow a couple weekends ago. They had this one of those same type of places. They had a therapy cow.
Was her name Betsy?
I believe it was.
There's only one therapy cow in the Denver area, and
everyone
knows
Betsy. She's so chill.
That's great.
Yeah, we have therapy sheep, and it's pretty hilarious.
My
gosh. Well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
That's a cool
gig.
That's
wonderful work.
Yeah.
You know, my wife is really getting insistent on getting chickens.
Don't get chickens.
Now, the lady that we bought the house from had a chicken coop, and I had her take it out, but you know, it was part of the deal. And now Gretchen wants it back.
They bring in mice, and they stink.
I just don't.
No. Actually, chicken eat mice.
Nah.
I love my chickens. They're hilarious. And not only do they eat mice, they eat the flies. They're very eco-friendly.
I think about
the cycle of life.
I think of the smell.
It's because they bring all the mice in, and then they eat them. You, Mr. Mouse. And then if you guys end up eating the chickens, you're eating essentially mice-fed chickens.
Yeah, we don't eat the chickens. Yuck.
No, Dom would, though.
Nah.
What are you guys going to do with chickens, Dom?
She wants it for the eggs. Yeah. But, you know, one thing that's in my favor right now is that she's been on this vegan movement.
Yep.
So she's not, but she still cooks stuff for other people. I mean, she still does Gretchen food, so she's still baking with all this stuff. But, yeah, she's been really pushing. And, Wendy, I'm pushing back, saying I don't want chickens on my property.
You don't want that.
But just think, Dom, when she goes, oh, honey, I ran out of eggs. Can you go to the store? You can just go to the chicken coop instead.
That stinky, urine-filled chicken coop full of mice.
It is 8 minutes to the store, Wendy. That is 8 minutes
Buy an extra 12-pack of eggs the next time you're there.
That's right. You are delightful, so I hope you have... Oh, we never asked you, how many minutes does all of that take? The horses, the sheep, the chickens? How long, roughly, in the morning?
So my alarm goes off at 4:50. I hit it 3 times. and then I'm back at the house by 6:20. So like an hour, I'd say 90 minutes from start to finish, from feeding horses, getting my daughter to school.
Oh man. And that's got to be not the daughter to school, but the feeding everything. That's 7 days a week. You don't get a break, do you?
One day, Sunday. Mm.
It's worth it though. You're doing a good job. Yeah. You're a hard worker, Wendy.
What do you do if you want to go on vacation and you want to go out of town? Who comes over and feeds everybody?
My neighbor will do it for me.
Oh, okay. So, well, at least they say they are. They're probably starving your animals.
Whoa, Dom, that's horrible.
I have very healthy horses.
My God. Yeah. Don't ever ask Dom to feed your horses.
She'll
they
never know.
Order off the menu every morning what they want.
You're funny. Wendy, call us often.
Sometime it's all right. It is allowed. We call it the funny farm.
All right, saddle one up and I'll come ride it.
Yeehaw!
I'm talking about the sheep.
I'm talking about the chickens.
Oh yeah, a mutton busting. You ride the adults ride two at one time.
Heck yeah!
I'd love to see that.
Let's do it. Let's get her done.
Wendy, have a great day.
Yeah.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on the show. God, that's crazy.
Well, let's see if Joey can top this.
I don't know. Joey, you got any wild critters at your house?
You got any sheep?
Good morning. Nope, just a dog and 2 children. So
That's enough. That's wild a handful. Animals.
Debatable whether, depends on the day if they're wild critters or not.
Mm-hmm. So what's your morning routine? How long is it taking you?
Up to out. What do you think?
So it only takes me about 15 minutes to get ready, but my morning routine's about an hour because the first 45 minutes or so, which my wife gives me a hard time for all the time, is me sitting on the couch just sipping my coffee, like dozing in and out of sleep for about the first 45 minutes until I actually get up and then go.
You're a sleepy sipper.
Brush my teeth and get out of the house.
So you just sit there on the couch dozing in and out?
Yeah, no joke. I just sit there on the couch sipping my coffee, dozing in and out. I've spilled coffee in my lap a few times because I'll fall asleep.
That was going to be my next question, was that if you're ever dumping it on yourself.
Yeah, I have done that. Not too many times, but a handful of times. Yes, I have.
Yeah,
done coffee on my lap.
You only got to spill hot coffee in your crotch once or twice. Mm.
That'll get you moving.
Decide you don't want to do that anymore.
Side table.
Yeah. Joey, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, buddy. Okay.
You too, guys.
See you later.
All right, see you later, man. And 45 minutes just sitting there, just zoning
with his Folgers.
Huh. So you've been working here for 16 years now. What would you do with your morning? You wouldn't know what to do with your mornings anymore if you weren't coming in here, would you?
Oh, I would do that thing called sleep.
No, you wouldn't. I know you wouldn't.
I would probably sleep until at least 6 versus the 3:45. And then I would work out. I'd get my workout done early in the morning.
Seriously?
Yeah, I would.
Oh.
Be done with it for the day. What would you do?
Well, I would go for a walk. Probably.
Scratching yourself.
I'm not going to go walk around. Work. I'm not going to pump iron or anything like that, but I'm going to definitely go for a walk.
God forbid you get healthy.
No, I don't want to pump iron, but I
don't
want
you. Never mind. What do you have against pumping iron?
I'm all about cardiovascular, and I know I'm supposed
to be
doing the weights.
You might want to work in some free weights.
I understand, but I like running. I don't like curls.
Well, it doesn't mean you have to be the Rock. It's not
Can
like
you imagine
that.
If you didn't see me for like a year and I walked in and
back,
I was all puffed up like
John Rambo.
Yeah. It would scare the hell out of you, wouldn't it?
Holding a knife in your mouth. Where's that banana bread?
A headless chicken that I just brought from my coop.